Would you call yourself a socialist?
No.
You've never told a lie in politics?
No.
See, somebody sent me a video actually last Friday, and it had you talking at the socialist meeting.
Oh, right. Yes.
And you mentioned the word comrade about four times in a minute. What was that about?
It was a rally, and I would have been about 25 years old.
Comrade.
That was in 2009.
Oh, well, I can't remember which country it was in.
Has it changed since those days?
No, not particularly. No.
If you are caught in a lie or caught intentionally misleading the New Zealand public, how would you expect to be held to account?
Well, I actually believe that it is possible to exist in politics without lying.
We drum in that messaging around the dangers of COVID pretty diligently for a full 2-week period of sustained propaganda.
Is your last opportunity. This is your last chance to get vaccinated.
Hey guys, Aussie Cossack, and guess who's next to the Aussie Cossack? AFB, never far. Is it just me or are these guys following me?
Well, naughty Anastasia. You just admitted on camera that you've got a plan to put the unvaccinated into quarantine camps that you're building outside Brisbane and outside major cities. Listen to this, my fellow Australians. This is what the mainstream media won't pick up on, but Palaszczuk, the Queensland Premier, just admitted on camera that she is building quarantine camps for the unvaccinated. Listen to this.
Quarantine facility that you announced that will be built, I think, in the middle of next year. Do you still need that?
I think regional quarantine facilities are going to be needed into the future. We'll also need it for unvaccinated people.
Now, you've heard that. That's her words, not my words. She admitted that it's for the unvaccinated. Now look what she says next. The same day, at a different press conferences, she actually threatens us, Australians. She says, get vaccinated before it's too late.
This is your last opportunity. This is your last chance to get vaccinated.
What do you mean too late? What, gonna come and arrest us and put us into camps? Is that where we're headed? Is that where we're headed, Australia? Is that what's going on? If you dare raise a finger at any of us or any of my fellow Australians, well, we'll see what happens.
This has never been full before. And that is the construction, destruction and reconstruction.
In 300 metres, slide left towards Lamandra Drive.
Bloody detention centre thing that they're putting in here, mate.
Oh well, as Ned Kelly would say, such is life.
If you think Jacinda Ardern is bad, John Key would be worse.
You can't go to Rhythm and Vines. You can't go to a nightclub. You can't go to a bar. You can't get on the Air New Zealand flight. Go and see how many of them still think a spoon is going to stick to the left arm where they're getting the vaccine put in.